What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better!
I ain't repeating myself, go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering! Oh yeah!
Welcome to episode 1438 of Hard Factor. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. Thank you for cheating on the news with us. 80% accuracy guaranteed on this podcast. Everything you need to know in 40 minutes or less-ish. But if you need more, go to patreon.com/hardfactor. Today, Mark's got all the latest major headlines to fill us in on.
Yeah, these are topics that we've covered before from, you know, companies and people that we've covered before playing the hits because they're back in the news.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. So that's good. Sorry, I'm discombobulated. I had the wrong date written down. And then Wes, you did a different countdown today. Wes goes, we're going live in five. And then doesn't say, normally he goes, we're going live in five, four. And then
yeah, that was ridiculous. He made us count on our heads for 5 seconds. Usually he stops at like three or two.
I'm so discombobulated.
Five, yeah. Wow. That was ridiculous.
You nailed it, though. I mean, it was seamless, except for you going,
no, right, yeah, except for the very first second when he goes,
there
oh.
were some seams. There were some seams. YouTube.com/hardfactornews and everywhere else we stream live. Check it out to see the seams. A lot of people in the chat already. Big Fudge, Billy Nash. Let's go.
Let's go.
Check this out. Mark was on your mom's house. Is that your mom's house with Bill? What's his name? Segura.
Tom Segura.
Yeah.
Oh shit! They just emailed us today. We need to get back to them.
No, that was just a listener. But we need to get in touch with them. That was someone that listens to both podcasts, letting us know. But yeah, we should probably try to get Segura on the pod.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Might want to get him on the pod then.
I want to get him on the pod.
There you go.
Yeah.
Come on on, Tom.
Yeah. We will reach out. Thank you, Billy Nash and some other listeners. Phil Wan sent that in. A lot of folks. Happy for Mark. Nice work, Mark.
Well, that was one of our from Instagram clips. So we're on their radar. It just happened to be me doing that one. That was of the 6'9" guy in a kilt, the bald guy in a kilt that shoved trinkets.
Oh,
up his
that
butt.
Guy. Well, so you get no credit then. Thank you, producer Eric. So.
Right, exactly. No credit was given. Just a lot of the listeners of ours watch both shows. They didn't give us any credit on the show, but we're going to invite them on and hopefully get more clips on their show too. So yeah.
Hey, no, if you're a big show, please use our clips.
Yeah,
use
away. Absolutely.
I mentioned would be nice, but usually.
Yeah, as long as it's, you know, keep
the description, like, the logo, maybe, you know.
don't some people will like take our clips like Wes's impersonations and they will scrub the Hard Factor logo off of it. Don't do that.
Right.
But no, don't do that. As long as you just leave that logo on there, feel free. Yeah. So Mark's got all the major headlines. I've got some updates from DC and a couple of naughty priests on deck. And then Wes has a couple of employees behaving badly to send us home today.
Yeah. These guys need to be commended probably for the balls they have, but also they're fired.
Hand in hand sometimes.
A lot.
Yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Speak up and get punished.
Yeah. Gotta stand up for what you're believing, you know? And sometimes that means getting canned.
So they'll get an apology in a couple of years probably or something.
No. A couple of them might go to jail.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can take it too far. Well, it's a heated moment, so...
Yeah.
Sometimes
everyone was doing it.
Well, no, you're feeling it like the hatred is running through you when you're you know, letting them know that fuck you, I quit. And
well,
then
you guys are way off on what they did, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So these are premeditated potentially. Okay. So,
oh yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Excited.
We'll hear about that later.
Also, I think Pat, who's been dealing with some, family and personal stuff, he said he's coming back tomorrow. So we're gonna welcome.
Nice.
Welcome the boy back. Yeah.
Now he has to.
Tomorrow.
Well, he better now that we mentioned it. Yeah. Because I don't think we're going to be on the YMH show again 2 days in a row. So that's, we need something.
Here we go. Bring it on back, Pat. Yeah, no, he'll be back. He's traveling. So just hopefully no snags in the travel.
Exactly.
Be back on the pod.
Let's do the show.
You know who you're with? Three Factor, yeah. And this is Real News High.
Look, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you might think that myself and maybe Hard Factor in general picks on Boeing and aviation-related flubs a little too often.
Hmm. Well, they're fun to talk about because the videos are terrifying. So,
yeah, it's almost like we have a bone to pick or a vendetta. And I absolutely, no, I'm just kidding. I'm here to tell you that's not the case. I wish no planes, no Boeing planes, had any issues ever. And I'm sure most of the people who work at Boeing are, you know, high paid, very well respected, went to a lot of schools, experts in their fields. So no ill wishes towards planes or Boeing. It's just they keep fucking doing it. All right. I don't want people dying in planes. That would be insane. But we have to cover the news again. And alas, Boeing's back in the news again. A fucking again. Yeah. There's a new whistleblower in town. This one doesn't have a bullet in his head yet. And his name is Sam Salapour. You might want to sail away.
This is talking about balls. We were saying ballsy. This is ballsy. The last guy just got parking lotted a couple weeks ago. And now this guy's coming out.
This is very ballsy. Yeah.
Wow.
Sam, like probably murdered previous whistleblower John Barnett, was a longtime employer at Boeing. So these guys, you know, they saw these things. They were experts. They're not like Redditors, conspiracy theorists. They saw these things firsthand. Sam Salapour was an engineer at Boeing, so a pretty impressive gig, or at least used to be, right?
Right. The luster's been taken off that one a lot in the last couple of years, but yes, pretty impressive.
Not when
still.
He first signed up. That was a big hiring, a big promotion. Like, yeah. He was probably real proud, real excited. Sam is saying there are some new Boeing planes to be worried about besides the 737 MAXs and whatever's been nosediving and having doors fly off midair.
Well, what's left? What model is left that we don't have to worry about?
Oh, I don't know. Just the biggest, best one, the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, this big bitch here.
Oh, well, the Dreamliner. I mean, surely the Dreamliner.
It's going to be the nightmare liner. It's going to be the forever Dreamliner. Liner.
Yeah. You can't name it a Dreamliner and then make it your biggest plane and then have it be like a shitty plane, right? You can't.
Should be called the Gravedigger.
Can't do that.
And also the 777s. I don't know. I guess that might not be a double decker. I think this is the Dreamliner.
So all Boeings, besides the 747.
Right, that's what I was asking. What Boeing plane is safe? None anymore.
The double
like.
Decker.
After
the double
this story, decker. I don't think there are any. Sam went public Tuesday of this week with claims that, very similar to John Barnett, he observed problems with how parts of the plane's fuselage were fastened together. He said he saw them firsthand. He warns that production shortcuts happened and they could significantly shorten the lifespan of the plane. He thinks that, you know, not today or tomorrow, but a couple years from now, the fuselage could just fall apart in mid-flight, causing catastrophic failure, as in like the plane just, I don't know what that means, because, you know, I'm not an aviation expert.
A plane crash.
The thing will just fall apart in mid-air.
Yeah. During some heavy turbulence, which I think is going to happen every time I'm in turbulence, it'll happen. The plane will fall apart.
I don't even know what the fuselage is, but I don't think you want it to fall off the plane.
It's the big tube. Is the fuselage.
It just
so the engineers at Boeing are coming out being like, hey, the head office bean counter people are cheaping out on these fucking planes and that's why they're falling apart. And so the last guy got left in a parking lot right after he had his deposition. So what's the plan for this one? They have some eyes on him. They're going to.
The fuselage is where you sit, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the middle of the plane. Yeah.
So midair, that's going to just fall apart. You're just going to fall out of the sky.
The fuselage is the plane.
Yeah, the plane, right? That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Well, they're going to kill him, probably. Billy Nash says, do you have a Boeing to pick with him? I do. Now the FAA is getting involved because this guy's, you know, a fucking engineer there, and they have to take it seriously with all the stuff that's happened with Boeing. They're going to investigate Sam's claims, although they did that for Barnett's and concluded that he was right for the most part. And they took some planes off back 10 years ago or whenever it was, and they fined Boeing, and then Boeing made a ton of money, put a ton more planes out. Barnett had another claim and was shot in the head and his brains blown out mid-testimony. So I don't know how this one's going to turn out, but the FAA did a bang-up job nipping in the bud last time, right?
I've seen some articles recently about how the FAA has always been super easy on Boeing, perhaps because there's some like nepotism situation there where...
No.
Yeah.
Boeing's like us with like toasters or microwaves. Like they're not... We don't replace them in time. We wait until they just completely break. Then we replace them. And with Boeing, it's going to be a catastrophic, you know, massive death.
How many times have you been killed by your microwave?
I'm saying that's their mindset. Yeah.
Well, they're also like, it's a good representation of like America too. Like I'm sure that like they're saving money by cheaping out on production, right? So they're probably getting like the cheapest fucking shitty made parts from like, you know, Temu. It's basically planes made by Temu now. That's what Boeing's doing so that they can, you know, make more profit because the planes will be cheap as fuck to build because the materials suck ass. And so they'll be more profitable. But the planes may be much, 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 much more dangerous.
Boeing with planes is like Baltimore with bridges. Too soon, maybe. Roads and bridges. Well, yeah. Roads and bridges in general.
Both
sometimes we wait a little too long of them. That's what's going on with Boeing. There's another whistleblower saying that the Dreamliner's gonna kill us soon. Other updates from popular news stories we have covered.
I just booked a Boeing flight just yesterday.
It makes it a little more fun. What, you know what? Yeah. You might want to have an extra cocktail at the airport.
You feel like you're gambling a little bit. Yeah, like you're playing Russian roulette. So it does give an edge to travel now.
Yeah,
so.
That's what you want.
This will solve people's flight fears of flight. A couple other updates from popular news stories we've covered. The parents of one of those freaks that shot up a school, Jennifer and James Crumley. This is like
these two.
Michigan kid.
Yeah. The one mom that ignored him and had sex parties when he was like so depressed and begging her for help. And then the dad who bought the gun that the kid used. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those two.
Yes. That was some of the things they did. They also like ignored his like, you know, asking them to like see a therapist, all sorts of stuff.
His letters of insanity.
Him please shouting, give me I'm help. Shoot up the school every night, and they're like, "Shut up!"
He said it exactly to her, right?
Yeah, we've heard it all.
He even said to his mom, "He's like, if you don't come and pick me up, I'm going to shoot up the school." And then she's like basically tried to call his bluff.
Yeah,
bad. She's bad like, "I'm fucking the guy. I'm fucking."
She's like, "So you're at school and you're not going to walk into the sex party? Got
I'm fucking
it.
The fire chief."
Yeah, exactly.
Oh right, it was the fire chief, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fires not getting put out in that town as well. they were the first parents to get sentenced in this new trend that kind of makes sense to me, especially in this situation where the parents take some responsibility, and they got sentenced to 10 to 15 years for this little monster's behavior and for being shitty parents. And I think it was like involuntary manslaughter or something was the charge, but they're going to jail for 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. I mean, you could call it criminal neglect. Involuntary manslaughter, however you want to say it. I mean, they're culpable in that kid's shooting because he was begging them how old is it, 13 or how old is?
I don't know. I hate looking into these little shits. So I don't. He's I think begging he, them he was for older help. Than 13,
and they just completely ignored him. And then the dad fucking bought the kid the gun.
This keep yourself busy with this. We don't want to parent you. Just
very much their fault. This one.
Yeah. Anyways, they got the first parents. I don't think they'll be the last 10 to 15 years. So, you know, if your kid's a little monster, maybe get them off the internet, take them to a park or something. Have a conversation with them.
You just read that story, the details, and don't do any of the things that those parents did.
Yeah. So be better parents. Also, Jordan Vandersloot. Remember that piece of shit that killed Natalie Holloway?
And like a Peruvian chick.
Yeah,
right?
he finally admitted to Natalie Holloway while he was already in jail for like, I don't know how long you go to jail for killing someone in Peru, but he killed his Peruvian girlfriend and got convicted of that. And then he admitted to it last year, finally.
He's like a serial killer, but he has like fans that want to bang him, right? That's
well, kinda... the thing is, a lot of serial killers have fans that want to bang him, but in this Peruvian maximum security prison, they allow conjugal visits to serial killers.
Holy
so
shit.
He was acting on it. That's the story we did like a month or so ago. He was banging like three or four different chicks concurrently, like at the same time. So like he was not banging one chick, he was banging a ton of chicks at this Peruvian prison.
Hey, send me to Peruvian prison, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Who do I have to kill? So yeah, he got his ass kicked during a prison riot this week. He was targeted in the prison riot. I think the prison riot was basically for him.
Fucking 3 to 4 girls at a time in the conjugal visit trailer, and you're a gringo serial killer, yeah, you're going to get your ass kicked in prison.
It's exactly right. Well, apparently several men in the jail want him dead from inside sources, and this was the first strike because, yeah, not only does he kill women for fun, but he's getting more ass than everyone else in there combined. So
yeah,
first strike was swung. He got some lacerations and some bruises, but... You know, it sounds like a tale of two cities for Jordan Vandersloot in prison. He's either in a conjugal visit or he has eyes in the back of his head. It's
exciting.
The best of times or the worst of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time.
So
living on the razor's edge. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet the Holloways could get someone to kill him for pretty cheap down there in the Peruvian prison. That's what I'd be doing. If he killed my daughter, I'd be like, a grand? Kill this
I kind
of
want
shit.
To pitch in, and I don't even know the Holloways.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So
yeah, he seems like a real piece of shit.
Oh, he's the worst.
Yeah, it's always interesting though, the girls that are like enamored with guys like that's fucking nuts. It's like
I almost did another story about how an American couple in Spain. This guy got arrested for now murder because he fucked his wife to death, and the circumstances were like shady. So at first they thought it was like gender violence, and then he basically like strangled her, and like they don't have the details yet, but it got upgraded to homicide. So he was like, it was just sex gone too far, kinky sex.
I was thinking
to myself, there's probably gonna be a lot of women that are gonna have conjugal visits with the guy that fucked his wife to death.
Yeah, it's a high profile crime. That's wild. Another Netflix documentary will drop on that one
for sure.
Yeah,
that just happened this week. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to some other trending stuff, but from DC this time, Capitol Hill, where watch yesterday's episode to hear from Bill Cotter for New York District 3. He's trying to go there and fix things, make it so guys can buy houses again and girls. But the other big headlines coming out of DC, inflation still coming in higher than expected, meaning no interest rate cuts anytime soon, right? So don't get ready for like a sweet credit card bill. It's not gonna happen.
Oh no, says the banks.
Yeah, the interest rate's staying high. They're gonna keep making money. That's terrible. It's so terrible. And then also FISA 702 reauthorization, which is no warrant federal wiretaps. That's the program that's used to do those. It got tanked in a vote by the House Republicans, which was against the wishes of current House Speaker Harry Potter. So he did not like that. Of course, I'm talking about Johnson there from Louisiana, but he looks exactly like Harry Potter. Where's the glasses and everything? So he was pissed.
He looks nerdy.
Yeah. He was pissed. Also against the wishes of the intelligence community. Okay. That's the people who basically want FISA 702. Usually, whichever party is in power, in this case, in the House, you know, the Republicans, they will always just automatically reauthorize. It's something that's just been like since the Patriot Act or whatever, whenever it came in, it's just been automatically goes through. Not this time. And so the speaker's pissed. The intelligence community's pissed. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, Americans won't be getting, you know, no warrant federal wiretaps on them anymore. That'd be nice, right? That'd be good.
I mean, I could care less, to be honest with you.
You don't care if they tap your cell
in the basement? My team supreme, stay clean, triple beam, lyrical dream, I'd be that.
No,
yeah,
I don't care.
You don't care,
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. I think it's a good cause. It would be
as
nice.
As long as they're catching other people by doing it, I really don't care.
Okay.
To catch a terrorist or two by doing that, I'm all for it.
Right, but then they can also spy on you for anything they want. Anyways,
sounds like Wes is upset, just like the speaker.
Yeah, Wes is upset. Wes is with Harry Potter on this one and the CIA. And the Washington Post out of D.C. Is reporting that there's a shitload of lead in Lunchables. So,
yeah, but who cares? I mean,
it's kids. That's
a headline you can read and immediately disregard and still keep getting them. You know,
it's kids food. Yeah. Stop putting the fucking chemicals and the lead in all the kids food. It's insane.
You see what kids put there? They're always putting shit their hands in their mouth and shit. Come on.
That's true. But that's not an excuse to feed them lead.
Lunchables saved my hungover ass many a day.
Whatever they're putting in them, keep doing it.
Lead may have helped you in that situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Stop at 7-Eleven, get your ass a Lunchable on the way to school, pal.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, with Honey Nut Cheerios and Lunchables.
Dude, let it up.
Get leaded.
Honey Nut Cheerios with the forever chemicals and now Lunchables with the lead. Parents are getting hit hard. So
yeah, that sucks.
Not great. Not great for the parents out there. And so because that all sucks, check out this video. It's a relaxing like palate cleanser before we move on. It's something called a sea angel and it's a slug. Sorry, not going to play the audio for
I've
you.
I've seen these things are cool.
It's
cool.
A sea slug. And I don't even know how it exists. Look at it. I mean, it's got like, it's clear body. It's got like orange brain, you can see. And it's like a swimming.
Angel wings, but also devil horns, which is weird.
Right.
Yeah, but you look at it, that looks like a peaceful creature.
Yin and yang.
It also looks poisonous though, doesn't it?
Right. Mm. It's like, it's got everything. That's what I love about it. Also looks like if you ate it, it would make you trip hard.
Yeah.
So I'm into it. The sea angel. Look it up. It's a slug. And now,
sea angel Lunchables would be fucking incredible.
I'd rather that than lead, to be honest with you. Yeah, that'd be better. And then now, on to some naughty former priests.
Well, they are deadly, it seems.
Oh.
Yeah, but well, I mean, they look like you're not getting your hand. They're deep down in the
Any
ocean.
Any animal that gives you a really good high has got to be a little bit deadly, right?
Right.
Like they always say the toads are a little deadly, you know.
Right.
Big Fudge in the live chat says, I'd let it fuck me. And I feel the same
way. Yeah, it looks that peaceful. I agree. It's looks
elegant.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, they're 2,000 feet under the water, so you're not in a risk of finding one.
Oh, wait. I got to pull up this picture of, I don't know if they're deadly to humans, but.
Well, again, they'll be quite a feat to collect them and then decide to eat them knowing they're poisonous.
Imagine that would be cool. Imagine having a tank full of them in your house.
Yeah.
This is what they look like when they're about to kill something.
Oh, holy shit. That's crazy.
Yeah. They grow orange horn mouth.
That's nuts.
Yeah, wish like I hadn't a squid. Seen that.
Squid no. Oh, so it's not a brain, it's their teeth. Holy shit, these things
are
vicious.
I don't like them as much anymore.
Yeah. Love it. It looks so peaceful, it's like fooling you. It looks like the nicest little thing, and then it'll just fucking eat you.
Dude, that's
it's like
all the chick Abigail. You go, that's like the guy with the light bulb, and then you get closer, and he's got the fangs, that fish, the hanger fish.
Yeah, angler fish. Yeah, anyways. Gotta love the sea. And that's just a nice little palate cleanser. Let's move on now to some very naughty priests. We make a lot of Polish jokes on this podcast, and I like to think I make fewer than the other hosts.
Sorry, Will, the Polish people don't get them, so they're not gonna get offended.
Yeah, well, I mean,
right over their heads.
Yeah.
Usually, I'm sure, but that's why I took this story, so that Poland doesn't try to hack us, after
Good
this
luck.
One. Because I love the Witcher series as well, Poland. Just want you to know.
Poland so it's not, tries to hack us.
It's not all it's not all hate.
That was a good joke.
But it turns out the old Polish tropes about inefficiency and struggling with stuff actually do apply to at least one now arrested former priest, okay? And it's not for how he was conducting mass. That's not what this guy is in trouble for. It's for how he was planning and executing all male orgies. That's what he's in trouble for.
Oh, he's the itcher because his crotch has some STDs on it. Not the
witcher. Sure. This guy was throwing orgies and he was funding the entire Viagra trade of the entire orgy as well. So he was deep into the orgy.
Good circle to be in if you're
into
that.
That's the best guy to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had everything. Yeah. He's a one-stop shop, this guy.
You sin and then he blesses you before you leave and then, you know, everything's clean.
Yeah. You can do confession before you even leave his house. Yeah.
Well, Wes, this
is perfect.
Yeah.
It is perfect. It is perfect. Unless you're a male prostitute who could also die inside his house. Former priest Thomas with a Z, that's this guy's name, was discharged from the clergy last year. And now he was sentenced this Tuesday with 18 months in jail for sex and drug crimes after a male prostitute, allegedly, died in an orgy in his home around September of 2023. Okay, so
how do you get discharged from the clergy?
By killing a male prostitute.
I mean, you got to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
They usually just move you to a better job.
Right.
I think they've been disbanding people more recently, because I've got two today who were kicked out of the clergy.
It's like getting thrown out of a gang.
If you're a Polish priest, they go harder on you.
Right.
Right. Like more disposable potentially.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was discharged from the clergy last year. Like I said, the gigolo allegedly took too many erectile dysfunction pills, as I said, provided by Tomas with a Z. This dude was like the boner pill king of this little town. And he was just, he organized all the orgies, all the all male orgies, handed out all the Viagras, and you know, it was just, he, like I said, one stop shop. You go to Tomas with a Z's house, Father Tomas with a Z, Tomas Z, and you go over there. You have your all male orgy. You have all the Viagra that you can handle, because he's got it all. And you have his house.
That's Tomas's fault. That guy died the way he wanted to. He just, you know.
Tomas doesn't look like he can strong arm anyone.
No, this guy just wanted to take enough Viagra to have 4 day long orgies, and eventually it broke, it killed his heart.
Well, potentially, Mark. Most disturbingly of all about Tomas Z was his failure to assist someone facing a threat to their life charge that got tacked on, because one of the orgy goers called the ambulance to get help for, you know, the dying alleged prostitute. Like, people are saying maybe he wasn't a prostitute, maybe he's just a guy there at the orgy, but other reports saying prostitute. So, but one thing that did happen was that somebody at the orgy called the cops, or you know, the ambulance, to try to get help, the hospital, to try to get help for the alleged prostitute. But Tomas, Father Tomas with a Z, refused to let any paramedics inside his house to treat him until after the paramedics called the police, and the police had to come and force Tomas, Father Tomas with a Z in Poland, to let them in to try to help
not
the guy
until
survive.
He goes soft instead of checking for a pulse, as long as he's got a heart on.
Yeah,
he's okay.
And then the guy fucking died though. So yeah. He just Father Tomas with a Z is a cold ass former priest. He should be fine in jail. He literally just like watched a prostitute like basically pass.
I think that guy
on his kitchen floor
decided he was just gonna make a buck. You know, he's like, I'm here for the part. I mean, I'm the prostitute. You know,
I think he just had too much fun. Some people just had too much fun at the,
he would have been,
know,
there anyway.
It's like doing too much cocaine.
Might as well make some money.
Like, back to that conjugal visit talk. This, I think, you know, if he gets out of jail and gets back in the orgy game, this only rises his stock as an orgy guy, having someone die of too much of a hard on.
Killing a prostitute with Viagra? Yeah,
that's an orgy.
It's a feather in your cap
in
that scene, I would imagine.
Right.
That's how much Viagra he was moving, was it? Kill a prostitute level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Tomas will learn his lesson? I don't think he's going to learn his lesson. We should probably just disband him.
I don't know. But it is a trend, though, Wes. I'm wearing the Spain jersey today in honor of another priest who was recently caught, and I think also kicked out of the clergy, for trafficking Viagra with his sex partner in the Spanish town of Don Benito. And so it's a trend. These priests are selling Viagra with their male partners. That's what's happening.
They're not supposed to have any sex. And they,
but they're having tons of it.
They're having too
with
much
Viagras.
Sex.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a trend, all right.
It's a huge trend, Wes. And these priests are really missing out on just upping their tea, getting it rock solid the right way. At lasara.com/hardfactor. That's LASARA.com/hardfactor for 10% off. Testosterone replacement therapy. That's the right way to up your T. It'll get you rock hard. Trust me.
It will. Yeah. Trust me as well. Big Fudge with, I'm pretty sure, a Polish joke. Father Tomas sounds like dumbass, like a dumbass.
Yeah,
Father Tomas.
Really does.
Yeah.
Nice one. All right. Well, yeah. That's not shocking. Like, no. At this point.
For with the Polish stuff or the Catholic all Church?
The Catholic Church, the Polish stuff, everything.
I'm just glad you said adult orgy. Well, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't kids. So that's good.
I'm
that's
not
good,
mad
good
about
news.
This. I'm good sad news. For the guy who partied too hard and died, but, you know.
Yeah, no, RIP to the male prostitute that Father Tomas basically killed by not letting him get medical attention.
There were two mistakes. The guy took too much Viagra and Father Tomas didn't let the police or the paramedics in. But other than that, I'm okay with it. You said adults.
Father Tomas, piece of shit. All right, got a double one. I'm calling, that was a good one, but you're fired, okay? So these are again, in the beginning, I said, people that work for a company or at a job and they decided to, you know, do something that many people on the internet are commending them for, but also illegal and got them fired. So first up, we're going to stay here in the States, go to the shittiest area in the world. I'm, of course, talking about the Bay Area. Oh,
oh, right. With the homeless poop.
Yeah. Where two men, one a now former Caltrain deputy director, are being charged with felonies for using taxpayer money to build themselves some nice, cheap, cozy apartments inside of some unused Caltrain stations. So and I'm just going to let the local news story explain what these guys were up to.
It's a story that's gone viral pretty fast. Caltrain manager and contractor are now facing felony charges, accused of using some $50,000, taxpayer dollars, by the way, to build their own personal apartments inside two Caltrain stations. NBC Bay Area's Emma Goss spoke to the San Mateo DA and Caltrain about the case and what consequences these men could face.
The first apartment was built here inside the historic Burlingame Caltrain station, the other in Millbrae. Both facilities are not being used by the public, which is how they were able to go unnoticed for so long.
It's a crime that baffles San Mateo County's district attorney.
There's no explanation for what they did other than they took advantage of a situation and used our taxpayers' dollars to do it.
Joe Navarro, formerly Caltrain's deputy director of operations, and Seth Warden, a contractor working as a station manager, are accused of spending thousands of taxpayer dollars to illegally convert closed down Caltrain offices into their private homes, complete with showers, heating, and security cameras.
Particularly the one in Burlingame, they did the nicest job on. They spent $42,000 to put in a shower, a bed, a kitchenette, and it basically made it a mini apartment.
The DA's office declined to share photos of the two apartments. Both men had homes of their own, yet Warden lived in Millbrae Station between 2019 and 2020. He was eventually discovered during a station inspection and promptly fired, according to the DA's office.
Navarro
allegedly renovated and occupied the Burlingame station between 2019 and 2022 when an anonymous caller tipped off Caltrain. The transportation agency then reported the matter to the DA's office, which began investigating last May. The two men are accused of working together on the illegal homes. Warden hired contractors to do the remodels, and Navarro approved the expenses. The invoices were small enough not to raise alarms, according to the DA.
Because Mr. Navarro was in management of Caltrain, and their rules were that any invoice under $3,000 does not require higher approval. Mr. Navarro could approve it, and that's what they did.
Warden, the contractor, was arraigned in San Mateo Superior Court Wednesday and pled not guilty. Navarro is due to be arraigned at the end of April. The charges come with maximum sentences of 5 years in state prison. In Redwood City, Emma Goss, NBC Bay Area News.
Good scam. I mean, great scheme until they got caught, right? How they got about a year out of it.
One of them got 3 years.
One of them got 3 years out.
Yeah, he's just living in this train station. That's awesome. 3 years. And again, the internet commended them. A lot of people saying, you know, stuff like Caltrain should list these on Airbnb or Vrbo or whatever, because I need to spend the night in the illegal train station apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this guy says, if they can build an apartment in Burlingame for $42,000, put them in charge of the state. This guy says, it's a pretty serious situation in crime, but I low-key want one of those houses. It would be so cool to live in the Caltrain station.
Yeah. For people that couldn't see the video, it would be like living in
it's like
the
a old Spanish. West. Yeah. It's like a Spanish architecture.
Nice. It's like you're about to sell somebody a ticket to go to Kansas City, and then they're going to make a super racist remark on their way out. And that's kind of the vibe of the train station.
Yeah. So pretty cool. I mean, cheaper than buying a house in the Bay Area, right?
Smart. It's revolutionary. I mean, those guys, good scam. That's a solid buddy scam at work there. Their cover was bound to be blown, because even though they could get away with up to 3,000 unaudited, eventually you get through enough inspections and audits, like they got caught, and it's eventually going to get caught.
Well, eventually someone sees an Uber Eats guy deliver food at 3 a.m. to the fucking train station, and they're like, someone living in there?
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I only half paid attention to that because I was reading a bunch of inappropriate Polish jokes during that story.
Oh, wow. You know what, Mark?
Let's hear some.
Hold on real quick before you do. These are dedicated to, they call me Big Joe in the chat, who says, this is an unfortunate day to be a Polish Catholic on the show today. So go ahead. These are for Big Joe.
How do you stop a Polish army on horseback?
I don't know.
Turn off the carousel. Why wasn't Christ born in Poland?
Why?
Because they couldn't find three wise men and a virgin. Stuff like that. There's some worse ones in there too.
That's pretty good.
That's
I like those. That's good. Polish jokes are awesome.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. Hey.
Should do a Hive Hour of just Polish jokes.
Paywall.
All right, next one to Germany for Mark's favorite topic, art.
Okay, good. I'm back. I'm ready for this one.
Yeah, ready for this one. Yeah. At Munich's Pinakothek der Modern Museum. There it is right there. And it displays modern and contemporary art, which is Mark's favorite, from some of the world's most renowned artists. It's also where a 51-year-old technician and aspiring artist who works for the museum decided it was high time the world saw his masterpiece, and he got the recognition he deserved. After all, anyone can do this shit. You know what I mean, Mark?
Yeah. There's no way he got caught, right? They probably just praised his art.
I wish.
So you now know, he's Mark, famous.
Yeah, I wish.
Mark, there's actually like a big conspiracy theory going around right now about art, about modern art being a CIA psyop. And because it's so, it's actually shit. And there's like a big, like a conspiracy, like a mental, mind training, like brainwashing exercise to make people think that modern art is good. That's there's a theory out there about that.
I believe that it was a money laundering scam.
I don't see any holes in that theory.
Yeah.
It's a strong one out there. Check it out. 8chan, 4chan. It's out there.
Polish people love modern art.
Yeah. Yeah. Back on February 23rd, this guy smuggled in one of his own works in the museum in the wee hours of the morning. He hung it proudly on the wall right next to famous works by artists like Andy Warhol. And they said it was all in the hope of achieving his artistic breakthrough. That's what the police report said.
I love this. This guy's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
this is the best art story I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. So he smuggled it in the morning and before the museum was opened, but what it wasn't noticed until the museum was open to the public, and it was quickly spotted by staff who were like, what the fuck is this? And a pretentious spokesperson who wished that they had, their work hung in the museum said, the employee considers himself as an artist, and the most likely he saw his role in the museum's installation team as a day job to support his true calling.
Sure.
And the cool thing is that because they didn't catch it until the museum had opened, they were like, all right, we're going to let this fucker hang his art on the wall all day.
Yes.
So we got, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so we got 8 hours of of people looking at his art before they took it down immediately.
Do you have a comparison of like his art?
Did he get
art
to sell it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what he put up.
Oh.
He had to hang that masterpiece.
Yeah, the hang. No, they didn't. I couldn't find a picture of his art.
I bet it's pretty close.
Yeah, Wes showed us a picture of a painted picture of a man that says, his shirt says, "I'm with Stupid," and it's pointing down to his bare penis. So.
His penis, John penis. They said they didn't want to.
It's more of like just a mound, his penis and testicles.
That's why I felt like
his
I could
lump
show it.
Of genitals.
Yeah. It's not defined enough to be that vulgar.
So. Right. Yeah. I love it. They said they didn't want to take a picture or show it because they didn't want to encourage copycat pranksters.
Right. No, the real reason is because it looked exactly the fucking same as the other modern art. You couldn't tell a bit of difference.
Better.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably better. Right. That's how they found out. They're like, who put a piece of actual art up here?
When did we get this in? Yeah. So the jealous spokesperson also
the plot, and then like the CERN turns on. And,
This pretentious spokesperson also. His final dig was, "All I can say is that we did not receive any positive feedback on the addition from visitors to the gallery."
Well, I guarantee you there was a nosy curator letting everyone know that.
Nobody goes up to the director and is like, "Oh, I love the Andy Warhol."
Apologies for the one piece of art that you'll see in room 3. It's not art.
Yeah. Wow. So I don't think he's going to. He's mainly getting in trouble because he drilled 2 holes into the wall.
Right.
Who cares?
So damage of property.
Right, his job to fix it.
By the way, drilling holes in the wall, modern art. That's like that piece was done the second he got the second drill hole in.
Just a fucked up wall. Like you just kind of halfway renovate it, halfway demolish it. Modern art.
Yeah. So good for him. He got his work shown. Hopefully that carries him to his illustrious career as an artist. And that's going to do it for the show today. Thank you for listening. Make sure to go to patreon.com/hardfactor if you need more. 3 weekly additional podcasts, including the Hive Hour, which is anything and everything. Crazy.
Soon to be the Polish Hour next week.
Yeah, soon to be the Polish Hour. Right. Florida Man Friday, the best Florida stories of the week, and our Let's Go podcast with, interesting sports stories. So
extra O's.
Check it out. But most importantly, we love you. Have a great fucking day.
Yeah. No, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
That's a little rough, right?
See you later.